Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. You hear Dustin Fiocco on the updates. Good morning. We got Dear John coming up at 9:35. John, I want your response to that ticket texter who says the town is obsessed with big name edges because of the media.
We're not talking about big name edges. And I know during the offseason, right, we all messed around with whether it was Trey Hendrickson, Myles Garrett, Max Crosby. Like, those were all pipe dreams. And I think I was pretty adamant at that time. Like, those weren't guys that we were ever going to sign. And I never really went down that rabbit hole. The only possibility was Myles Garrett when he demanded the trade, if there wasn't a new contract, because his cap hit was only going to be $20 million. Can you imagine getting a pass rusher like Myles Garrett for $20 million?
Steal, give up multiple firsts, do it.
Right. But again, then he signs a record-setting deal with Cleveland. Those were all pipe dreams. We're not talking about a pipe dream here. And I'll just ask you this. If they go with Za'Darius Smith, would you rather have Za'Darius Smith or Tyrus Wheat?
Za'Darius Smith.
Za'Darius Smith or Tylee Lacy?
Za'Darius Smith.
Za'Darius or Al-Qaeda Muhammad?
Za'Darius Smith.
Za'Darius or Marcus Davenport?
Za'Darius Smith.
All right, so
better than all but Aiden Hutchinson.
Right, so that's what we're talking about, and it's a guy that's going to sign a contract that is somewhere in year one, I don't know how many years he signs for, that is going to be between the 5 to 7 or 8.
Million dollars.
And I think 8 would be on the high end. But that is what he's going to sign for. So no, we're not talking about another dominant edge rusher.
Right. And they can clear the cap this year and worry about it next year.
They got plenty of cap space for it.
I know. They're trying to roll some over next year. They'd have to worry about how much they're going to roll over in the future. You're trying to win a Super Bowl this season, I think, is the point. And if it's not Za'Darius, okay, he's being obstinate. He's telling the media one thing and leaking stuff, but he's actually really difficult to negotiate with. Fine. Then you drop it, you move on, and Clowney's out there, right? The fact that they waited to the very end and there's not 10 options, fine, but there's still some options out there to bolster the defensive line.
And the fact that we haven't heard that they've brought anybody in, like these things leak.
Yeah.
And we have heard nothing about any interest in, like you hear things leak out about Za'Darius Smith where, okay, yeah, the Lions have remained in contact with him. All right. It's not breaking news, but at least you know they're talking to him. So are other teams, other playoff or Super Bowl contenders. So at some point, you got to pull the trigger and bring him in. And you asked me the question. I thought it was a legitimate question on Monday. How long does it take for Za'Darius to get ready? If they sign him now, would he be on the field against the Green Bay Packers? Yes. And I said 7 to 10 days. Oh. So by Sunday, that's your deadline.
It's quickly approaching. And if they go, well, we just need him to... The early schedule's tough. I want him on the early schedule. They're going to play some good quarterbacks in the first 2 months of the season.
Every game is going to matter when you're talking about winning the division. And you happen to start off with two division opponents.
It's a great point. Okay, the other thing we wanted to get into with the Lions is how this latest safety deal impacts the future. Kyle Hamilton signed a 4-year, $100 million deal, record-setting deal for the Baltimore Ravens. And naturally, we wonder, okay, that's going to be right around what Branch is targeting now, right? Whether Branch is better than Kyle Hamilton, the next guy always uses that deal as leverage. Where does Brian Branch fit in the hierarchy for Detroit? As I sat down to do this, I figure, okay, your quarterback's off to the side. You got your quarterback. I put Branch in the top 5 of building blocks outside of your quarterback. Sewell would be my number 1. Aiden would be my number 2. And you can flip-flop them, right? Protect the quarterback, hit the quarterback. St. Brown, Gibbs, because it's a big part of the identity, is running the football. And I put Branch 5th. Because I think he's so much more than a safety. I think he's more valuable than Kirby Joseph, who they already paid. I'd rather have him than Jack Campbell, Aleem McNeil. What you get out of Brian Branch in today's NFL with sub packages where you need to be able to play the speed on the outside while also being good against the run, he's the perfect blend. He's physical. He's a missile. You can blitz him. You can drop him in man coverage in the slot. You can play him deep in center field. John, Brian Branch to me is a top 5 important piece for the Detroit Lions moving forward. They should prioritize him.
Absolutely, they should. I think he is one of the top safeties. Other than Kyle Hamilton, he's probably number 2. And so you look at all of the other guys that are behind him. And, you know, what a couple of years ago, Xavier McKinney signed in Green Bay, 4 years, $68 million. Jesse Bates down in Atlanta. I think he's a terrific player. Doesn't do all that Brian Branch does, but he's good. 4 years, $64 million. That was 2 years ago. Kirby Joseph, we know he just signed 4 years, $86 million. Good on the list, and it's going to cost them, at a minimum, 4 years and $100 million. Now, if Brian Branch goes out and plays and continues to prove, he's only in year three,
yeah, he's all pro
continues to get better, that number only goes up.
Right, and again, that this is what they're bracing for, is trying to keep everybody. I just would make the case I'd be willing to lose other guys if it meant keeping Brian Branch. I'd prioritize him over J-Mo, over LaPorta. Sure. I would have prioritized him over Kirby Joseph, but Joseph's deal came up first, and they made that deal. Although it actually is more team-friendly than people realize if you look into some of the details with Kirby Joseph.
Yeah, and just real quick, Brad Holmes apparently is speaking this morning.
Yeah.
And thanks to our Twitchers, they've given us an update. Lions Brad, Brad Holmes on the open roster spot and Za'Darius Smith coming back.
Oh, what'd he say?
He said, "You guys know me. Anything is possible." Says the open spot is not just about that player. The open spot affords them some flexibility heading into the new year. Brad Holmes says there are currently no active talks with Za'Darius Smith.
Damn.
That's radio silence.
There's certain words I can't say on here. Damn is, I guess, the clean version.
Right. And so it doesn't mean it can't happen.
But it's
it doesn't
not,
mean
it's
that
not
those,
in the plans.
Well,
they're not currently
just because
discussing
they're not
it.
Currently discussing doesn't mean that they don't have. Like last week, they could have said, "Hey, here's our offer. And if you want to be a Detroit Lion, we need you to contact us by August the 30th.
But then I would argue.
Look, in the meantime, what are you doing?
I don't know what the offer is, but I'd argue that the offer is not good enough if he hasn't accepted it.
And you can't wait around. If you want to compare Scott Harris and Brad Holmes, like what happened with the E-Rod deal? At the deadline. Like, yeah. He waited so long, and E-Rod flexed his, you know, the parameters of his contract, and you're left with nothing.
The reason we keep bringing up Za'Darius Smith is, one, it's a need on the roster for depth, if nothing else, right? He's also a guy they already did their homework on. They went through an agonizing process to identify him at the trade deadline. They gave up a pick to get him. They brought him in, and he was productive. He is a three-down guy. He's not some, like, third down specialist. They vetted him. He was here. They don't want him. I don't know what to make of this. And maybe the conclusion is that they just really love Marcus Davenport. I don't know why else they would be adding in undrafted dudes and day three guys and interior people and kind of ignoring the edge position unless they had, I would argue, an unfounded level of faith in Marcus Davenport. But the question would be true or false, Brad Holmes loves Marcus Davenport too much. That's not encouraging to hear what you read.
Well, I don't think he loves him too much because, well, I mean, it's. I don't know what it is. I'm left, like our fans, grasping at straws, trying to figure out what they're doing up front. And I just don't think, even if you don't like those that are there, they don't have enough depth at that position.
And so why isn't it Clowney? Who's the better player?
At this stage, I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I think it's maybe they're exploring that, you know, in terms of look, there was some little bit of stuff talked about when they got Za'Darius from, you know, Vikings and Packers fans in the area. They isn't necessarily the greatest of teammates. Maybe that came out last year here. I don't know. I'm just speculating.
Okay, but I'm okay.
Like, you don't
okay.
have to do him no, just
no,
because.
No, that's fine. Let's say that's true. And this is total speculative radio. We're not trying to harpoon anybody's character. Let's say, for whatever reason, was not an ideal character in the culture of the locker room. Add somebody else.
That's my point. Why can't it be somebody else? I think getting hung up on one name here is the.
Right. So that's why I said it could be some other guys that are unsigned. It also could be somebody, maybe they're working a trade. For somebody that's on another roster, they have a roster spot available. And I know he said, oh, it's not necessarily just for an edge, but you've got to go out and make that position better.
Clowney had 9.5 sacks in 23. He had 5.5 sacks last season playing for the Carolina Panthers.
14 games.
In a 14-game stretch,
you know,
yes.
He's going to get hurt probably at some point too, you know? I mean, he's had
it's just the idea of having...
It's depth.
Yeah.
Proven depth.
Some bodies ready to go.
It's the ability to extend the guys that you have. If Davenport is expected to get 50 plays a game for 17 games, that's not going to happen. It's just not.
He beat me.
Somebody needs to do a shoot the boot on exactly how many snaps Davenport plays this year. Like if he gets to this number, they'll shoot the boot.
How about 30?
I laid it up for Smarts.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And I mean, even on YouTube, the comments are the same on YouTube. It's, I think the majority of us are just wanting another serviceable edge player for depth in case of injury. Don't get why Brad gets so offended by it.
Yeah, that's the thing. And we've talked to him in person and on the phone, and we've had multiple chats with him, and he jokes around with us, but we continue to ask about it. Yeah. And at one point he said, I don't get why people ask about it. So it's just a disconnect, man. We're all seeing something different than this guy. That's why I wonder if maybe he just loves Davenport too much, or it's just for some reason not a need. Anyway, we'll take phone calls and ticket texts 248-539-9797. And coming up next, we'll play the world's smallest violin for Ndamukong Suh. 97-1.
Hey, we know the NFL season's starting next week. Week one in the college football season starts this weekend, and America's favorite place to watch all those great moments is Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino, you can catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Tigers have lost four in a row, swept by the A's. Something or nothing. If you missed it, Odyssey Rewind, go back and get it. John, you read a quote from Brad Holmes, who's speaking this morning.
Yeah, there let me see no, if I can find it again.
I think I could paraphrase it. No ongoing talks with Za'Darius Smith.
Yeah, you pretty much nailed it.
And my conclusion is find someone who loves you as much as Brad Holmes loves Marcus Davenport, who, by the way, doesn't stay healthy. And when he has, last 19 games, hasn't been productive, only three sacks. John, I don't understand. I will concede that Brad Holmes has a bigger brain and knows more ball, but I don't understand this. This is not us begging for Trey Hendrickson or Micah Parsons, worshiping at the altar of two elite edge rushers. It's just have enough bodies, knowing that if one injury happens, you're going to be lopsided on defense. And you don't have somebody as a proper bookend opposite Aiden, so go by committee. And the committee right now is Elkadeen Muhammad, Marcus Davenport, and an undrafted nobody.
Just feels like that is a position. I know Dan Campbell talked on Monday, and his take was that top to bottom, they believe that this is the best roster they've had since he and Brad have been working together with the Detroit Lions, and it may be. And he also mentioned that every roster has holes. I get that, but there are ways that you can not seal every hole or get a perfect roster, but you can improve on that roster.
I think that's really well
said. And I think there's some affordable ways to be able to do that right now.
Especially with some of the guys that are still out there. Za'Darius is not the only one. Tex says, not filling this hole brings back nightmares of not getting any help in March, signed to Dylan and Royal Oak. Cookies, would you still say add somebody else if they added two folks and you're still not happy? Which is it? You say add somebody, but it has to be somebody specific. Well, no, the guys they added yesterday are not impact guys. Let's not mince words here. The guys they added yesterday are an interior
end of the
player.
Roster.
And yeah.
They could bounce up and down from practice squad to regular squad. They're, you know, could they could be cut at any moment.
I mean, add somebody of substance. It does not have to be a superstar, but somebody of substance.
And it's like there's got to be something to be said for insurance. Like the reason you have insurance is so that you don't have to sit there and worry about everything you do all day long. Can you imagine the anxiety that, and maybe he doesn't, but when they take the field for the first time, there's got to be some, maybe he's 100% certain that Aiden Hutchinson's going to play every game, every down for 17 games. But you have to have some anxiety that Marcus Davenport is not going to. What do you do in that case? What's the rainy day solution?
This town is going to need group therapy after the Tigers finish their letdown and the Lions miss the playoffs. I don't foresee the Lions missing the playoffs. Hey, we said we'd play the world's tiniest violin for Ndamukong Suh. He was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams.
Yeah.
And he spoke about the Detroit Lions and where that relationship is at.
Oh, where? Where? Who cares? I spent a decade in Washington and they moved on. I moved on. I don't care I don't think anybody necessarily wants him to retire as a Detroit Lion. We appreciate what he did here.
Yeah, I think three all pros.
Yeah.
But he left. He chose to leave, and he did it at the first chance he could. His first time he was a free agent, he left.
Yeah, I don't.
I can think of one guy that's driving on the Philadelphia or Pennsylvania Turnpike that doesn't want him to retire as a Lion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he could retire as a Lion, just don't sign a one-day contract.
I was just perplexed by this. Like, are the Lions supposed to have done more for Ndamukong Suh? Have they wronged him?
Well,
they didn't steal any money. He left. He got more money. Good for him.
And I mean, he was back at training camp this year. He was back in the Allen Park facility. What did he did he not get the right escort to the field? Did the fans not cheer him loud enough? Like, I get over it. Get over yourself.
Very bizarre. He's a Hall of Famer, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, and he will go in the Hall of Fame as a...
Who cares?
Okay, I'm just asking. I mean, because he seemed to be up for
you
debate there.
You don't think
there.
He is?
No, you don't go into the Hall of Fame as a something.
I'm sorry, this is the a Rieger bit. I shouldn't have brought it up.
The only reason you go in as something is baseball, because you wear the hat.
Right.
The team.
Okay.
You guys don't want him to come out in the helmet? They walk on stage in Canton before... when they. Their helmet on?
He will be most...
Stoney would like that. He loves the helmet.
I know. He will be most known as a Detroit Lion. And Ndamukong Suh. His most productive seasons were playing for the Detroit Lions. The Lions have not wronged him in any way. If he doesn't feel the love, he burned the bridge when he left, when he did.
How much do you trust Brad Holmes that... You mentioned his bane is a little bit bigger in terms of football.
Yeah.
That we'll ride this and see what happens.
I don't feel good about it. I think you're with me.
I'm not comfortable with it, but I, you know what? Let's see what happens.
Is that another way of saying?
No.
Let it.
No.
Play out. Heather with the news. Heather, what's going on?
Well, this news is brought to you by Foreman Mills. It's a quiet, probably very somber morning in Minneapolis as residents mourn the victims of Wednesday's school shooting. There's been a memorial that has kind of formed outside of the Catholic school and church where two children were killed in this awful attack, 17 other victims. We're starting to learn a little bit more about the victims. We still don't know the identity of the two kids that were killed, an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. But one man, a neighbor who kind of jumped in to help when he heard the gunfire, says that when he got to the scene, he was trying to help three children who were visibly injured. He said one of the young girls he was with was grazed in the head by a bullet. She, he says, has heard from the parents, had a successful surgery. He says he believes is expected to do all right. She may have to have another surgery down the road. He says he was helping another young girl who was hit in the neck. He hasn't received an update on that. I saw another article about another young boy, a 13-year-old, who was struck in the stomach. He has had a successful surgery, is expected to survive. It's still all unfolding. I mean, that's what I want. We want to know about the victims. Like, enough about, let's...
The sick, twisted person. Yeah,
we know how sick this individual was.
No, it's just you go through a range of emotions. I mean, you're sad, you're angry.
For sure. All of those things. It's just sad, too, reading about now the parents are speaking up of kids who were at the school who are terrified. I mean, not only they survived, which their parents are probably so thankful, obviously are, but there's still a lot of work. They've got to now convince this child that it's going to be okay to go back to school.
Oh, the
trauma. I mean, they're children. They've got to go back to school eventually, to go back to church. That's what one little girl was saying. I'm terrified. I don't want to go back to church. I don't want to go back to school. Obviously, this just happened. Well,
stuff happens too much. And I know, look, you can have the conversation about too many guns. We also need to talk about mental health. We need to do something. I mean, there needs to be some meaningful progress so that we don't have so many of these stories. Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, the Michigan Wolverines will kick off their 2025 season by taking on New Mexico. Now, we know Michigan has announced a few starters like quarterback Bryce Underwood, but unlike the other schools, it has yet to release a depth chart. So now Mexico is kind of having some, New Mexico's kind of having some fun by trolling Michigan over this particular decision.
Did you see this, John?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So,
I love this. This is amazing.
They just released a very unique depth chart, and you can expect to see the likes of Tom Hanks on offense, Tom Cruise, little guy on defense.
What position does Tom Cruise play?
All the defensive players are around characters from Tom Cruise. So they're the all D-line, listed at 5'7 and 170 pounds. And then Leonardo DiCaprio, another one of your favorites,
too, yeah,
will be on special teams. They're all characters from these types of movies are on this chart. It's kind of funny.
I imagine it's hilarious. Yeah. I love that teams do this.
I imagine Doug Karsh gets the sheets mixed up and he calls a tackle for loss for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Forrest Gump there. Oh,
yeah.
Run,
Forrest. Run.
Jordan Hudson is poking fun at her relationship with Bill Belichick. This week, she filed to trademark the phrase gold digger.
Okay, if she's doing that, then we can call her that. Yes?
Sure.
She'll probably wear a chain because it's for jewelry and keychains.
Okay. So
she might even wear a necklace that says it. There's other terms, too. It's like her company, so maybe he's in on it as well. That's filing for these trademarks. Chapel Bill, no days off. Bellacast, those as well.
I'm saying she's a trademark. Gold digger.
Kanye.
Yeah.
All right, so this is interesting. A list was just compiled of the most, the 25 most influential creators of 2025. And they range from streamers to podcasters to OnlyFans models to TikTok megastars. And everybody on this list is basically born from the internet. They're not celebrities that you already knew and then got online and created a bigger following.
Did you know a lot of these people?
I looked at the list of 25 and I know three. I only know three of them. I know Dave Portnoy.
Okay.
Got that. I know Miss Rachel because of my children.
Kid stuff, yeah.
And I know, who was the other one? I highlighted them. Oh, Mr. Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the only three.
Mr. Beast, is that the guy that walks around without a shirt on and only eats meat?
No, that's the liver guy. Liver King.
Oh, the liver king, yeah.
Yeah. No, Mr. Beast is the guy that like gives away all the money on his YouTube channel.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes, yeah, then I don't know him. Yes.
But I was reading you some of these names, and it's like, who are these people?
Yeah.
The number one, IShowSpeed.
I don't know. He's like a streamer or
streamer.
Something?
Basically, it sounds like he just records everything he does. He just has a stream of daily life. Drewski,
I've heard of Drewski.
Have you? I haven't. Comedian, Miss Rachel. The list.
Kai Cenat's on that list. I'm sure you don't know who that is.
I don't. Yeah. I don't know it. Anyway.
Yeah.
They're influencing a lot of people online.
Apparently.
Not me. Just my kids, Miss Rachel. They do love Miss Rachel. Jay Cutler finally is heading to jail, you guys. He pleaded guilty to drunk driving. He's got to spend 4 days behind bars, and he also has to pay $350. So.
A lot more expensive than an Uber or a Lyft.
Yes.
Did you hear, though, he also tried to pay the guy off that he hit?
Oh, come on.
He said, I'll give you $2,000 if you don't say anything and let me leave now. Didn't work out for him.
Spend that money was before you got behind the wheel. Yes. Anyway, that's Heather with the news. Dear John is next, 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in Michigan for over 25 years. With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that dedication in mind, their all-day IPA is crafted for every and any moment. It's easy drinking, refreshing, and flavorful. All-day IPA is the kind of IPA that's never out of place. And just think about this fall. All the great moments, whether you're by the campfire, maybe it's a tailgate, grilling, could still be hitting the beach, maybe you're hitting on the boat, you know, have a great day on Lake Erie for fishing, or just simply kicking back. Smooth, full of flavor, and endlessly crushable. It goes where the good times are. Look for All Day IPA at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.